Dear Cheap Astronomy, is crashing shit on the moon energy efficient? Regular listeners will be aware of Cheap Astronomy's interest in CSOTM, crashing shit on the moon, as a viable step towards large-scale space mining. The two major areas of criticism, and yes, they are biggies, are firstly that crashing an asteroid on the moon vaporizes both it and a fair chunk of the moon's surface to boot, which is why you get craters. However, vaporizing doesn't mean it vanishes. The elemental content is still there, and in the absence of an atmosphere, will just follow a parabolic path up from the impact site and back to the surface, although that may be hundreds of meters or even kilometers from the impact site. And that vastly spread impact ejecta will be a mix of the crashed and lunar material, in other words, a particulate mess. So sure, it sounds a bit stupid, but maybe it's a bit less stupid than current plans for lunar mining, which mostly involve sifting through lunar regolith anyway, and for some pretty slim pickings. Crashing a whole bunch of asteroids at the same spot should substantially enrich the lunar regolith in that region. The other big criticism of CSOTM is around delta V cost. Delta V is physics terminology for change in velocity. The idea is that you can travel through the vacuum of space in a straight line at a constant speed for perpetuity without having to burn any fuel. Where you need to burn fuel is when you want to speed up, slow down, or turn. In other words, when you want to change your velocity. If we compare the two mining options of either flying to an asteroid, chipping bits off it, and then flying back, versus flying to an asteroid, attaching a rocket engine to it, and then both you and it flying back, then it's certainly the case that the chipping bits off strategy does burn less fuel. What's unclear at this point is whether chipping bits off asteroids is going to be an effective mining strategy. You might get lucky stumbling across a gold nugget or its financial equivalent on the surface, but otherwise you have to stay at the asteroid and do a detailed scan to decide where best to dig, while with CSOTM you just crash the entire asteroid and spread it out across the lunar surface. So doing the mining at an asteroid would be effective if the economically valuable material is readily accessible, but if instead you have to lug lots of ore back to a refinery in order to extract anything valuable, then CSOTM does start looking more favourable. It is probably more efficient to send asteroid material to a refinery rather than fly a refinery to the asteroids. And either option has roughly equivalent delta V costs. The advantage of a central refinery is that it's easier to maintain, repair, and staff, and placing it on the moon means that it's always just 3 days away from Earth. With a flying refinery, it could station keep with an asteroid while ore is loaded onto it, but you're certainly using delta V to achieve that, plus the flying refinery will have to adopt a solar orbit to keep pace with the asteroid, and so will get further away from Earth over time. It's also the case that delta V is the reason that it's better to let asteroids crash on the moon rather than soft landing them, since whatever fuel you use to slow them down comes straight off your profit margin. You could maybe slow them a bit before letting them drop, so they just break up rather than vaporize. But apparently, even from just a kilometre or two above the surface, lunar gravity is still sufficient to accelerate a falling object up to a speed where it will vaporise on impact. This is less often the case on Earth, since our atmosphere will slow the acceleration of falling objects. So it would be worth doing some testing, trialling and cost-benefit analyses, but on paper, it looks like you might as well just let the asteroids drop and vaporize. As we've said before, the initial focus of CSOTM would be just to crash all the near-Earth asteroids, at least the sub-1 kilometre ones. Even if most of them just turn out to be big lumps of clay, you're still providing a public service in getting them out of harm's way. So, in a nutshell, the initial benefits of CSOTM do look marginal, but even marginal is better than nothing.